Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Today, the U.S. Department of Energy stands at the forefront of advancing the national, economic, and energy security of the United States while promoting scientific and technological innovation. In doing so, it relies heavily on the use of advanced information technologies. With us this morning to discuss the Department of Energy's IT strategy is our special guest, Tom Pike, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Albert.
Also joining us in our conversation is Pete Boyer, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry Practice. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Al.
Tom, I always like to start by providing our listeners some context about the organization, in this case, the Department of Energy. Can you take a few minutes to give us an overview of energy's history and its mission?
The Department of Energy's mission is to advance the nation's energy and nuclear security. We also work to strengthen the nation's capability to make scientific discoveries. And as a result, we strengthen economic competitiveness through scientific and technological innovation. As a part of this mission, we ensure that our nation has reliable nuclear weapons as a deterrent if we ever need them, and we lead international nuclear nonproliferation efforts. We also protect the environment by providing a responsible solution to the environmental legacy of nuclear weapons production. The department recognizes that energy helps drive the U.S. economy, as well as the global economy. Energy has a significant impact on our quality of life and the health of our people. So the department is focused on diversifying America's energy supply, improving our energy efficiency, modernizing our country's energy infrastructure, and addressing environmental and climate change. Our programs support the diversification of energy supply, moving toward alternate sources such as nuclear and hydrogen, as well as renewable resources such as biomass, wind, and solar energy. We do this by supporting the development of economically competitive fuels and technologies. Much of the department's mission requires cutting-edge technologies and world-class science, both of which are important to U.S. global economic competitiveness. DOE makes major strategic investments in the nation's future competitiveness by providing over half of the federal funding of physical sciences research. This includes support of basic energy sciences, biological and environmental sciences, and advanced computational sciences through leadership class high-performance computing. A key part of DOE's nuclear security mission is our Nuclear Stockpile Stewardship Program, which evolved from the Manhattan Project and the race to develop an atomic bomb during World War II. I think the Department of Energy is very exciting, and I'm very pleased to be a part of the DOE team.
Great. Now, Tom, this is a very critical and a broad subject area, energy. So can you provide us a sense of the scale over at the department? Could you tell us how it's organized, the size of the budget, as well as the number of full-time federal employees as well as contractors?
The department has a budget of about $24 billion, and we have about 14,000 federal employees and over 100,000 scientists, engineers, and other staff at the DOE National Laboratories. And all of these contractor employees are supporting our DOE mission. DOE headquarters here in Washington provides the programmatic oversight for carrying out all parts of our mission. Secretary Sam Bodman and Deputy Secretary Clay Sell guide the entire department, assisted by three undersecretaries who manage DOE's nuclear security, energy security, and science programs. The programs are carried out largely by contractors through our 27 national laboratories, as well as at manufacturing and process plants and other facilities across the country. We have a number of headquarters staff offices, including the Office of the Chief Information Officer.
Tom, now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization, perhaps you could tell us more about your area and role within the department. Specifically, what are your responsibilities and duties as the Chief Information Officer? And could you tell us about the areas under your purview, how you're organized, the size of your staff and budget?
As the CIO, I am responsible for ensuring that DOE has the best information technology in place to improve the way we carry out our mission, and to do so at the lowest cost. I oversee the IT capital investment control process, enterprise architecture, IT operations for the federal side of DOE, and especially important these days, cybersecurity. I serve as the IT or information technology advisor to the secretary and the deputy secretary.
Great. Now, regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
Our top challenges are improving cybersecurity protection of our systems and data, improving the way we manage our IT capital investments, and improving the way we serve our IT customers. We have in place a comprehensive cybersecurity program that provides a management and technical foundation for protecting the department's IT systems, our networks, and our information against well over a million cyber attacks every day. We have strengthened the DOE cybersecurity program over the last 2 years with new DOE-wide policies, stronger defense in depth, and stronger DOE-wide cybersecurity incident handling capabilities. We have also strengthened our IT capital investment control processes with increased systematic use of earned value management and quarterly internal reviews of all projects. For the last 2 years, I'm pleased to report that the Office of Management and Budget has determined that all our IT business cases are acceptable by their review standards, and none of our projects are on OMB's watch list. We consider this a major achievement. We employ our enterprise architecture process as we managed our IT investment portfolio. And OMB, again, has assigned DOE a high maturity score for our enterprise architecture, including the way we use it to manage IT in the department. We have also improved our service to our DOE IT customers, those who receive desktop support and data center support for applications, email, and internet access. We have much stronger cybersecurity in place for our users, and we have benefited from an independent survey of customer satisfaction conducted last year that showed our customer service was well above average, in some cases almost world-class, but it also provided us information on things that we could improve.
That's a great accomplishment. Now, Tom, you spent over 30 years in federal service across a few departments. So I'm curious, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started and what brought you over to DOE?
I began my career at the National Bureau of Standards, now known as the National Institute of Standards and Technology. I began my work there right out of high school, before I even was an undergraduate at Carnegie Tech, now Carnegie Mellon University. And I worked summers as a student while going to Carnegie Tech and while I was working on my bachelor's degree in electrical engineering, and also while I worked toward my master's degree at the University of Pennsylvania. I led the development of operating system software. I designed computer hardware and performed research, including research on computer network performance measurement. I also led the development of federal information processing standards and led consulting services on the effective application of IT for other federal agencies. I would like to note here that I was involved in the early days of the ARPANET, which evolved into the Internet, as a member of the group that developed the network protocols that made that network work. You could say that the folks in that room had a little part in inventing the Internet. After several years leading research projects, developing standards, and consulting, I became director of the Bureau of Standards, Center for Computer Systems Engineering, and later director of the Center for Programming Science and Technology. I moved to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, as Assistant Administrator for Satellite and Information Services. I led the nation's weather satellite program, the Landsat program, and NOAA's environmental data centers. While at NOAA, I created and led NOAA's High-Performance Computing and Communications program, and I became NOAA's first Chief Information Officer. I also created and led an international science and education program for students called Global Learning and Observations to Benefit the Environment, or GLOBE. The GLOBE program is currently in place in over 20,000 schools in 109 countries, where students are learning about the environment through hands-on measurement and using the Internet to share their data with each other and with professional scientists. 6 years ago, I became CIO of the Department of Commerce. That department includes both NIST and NOAA. A little over 2 years ago, I came to the Department of Energy as the CIO. I came to DOE because of the excitement of its world-class science and scientists, the importance of its mission, and because I was very impressed by its leadership, especially Secretary Bodman. I've especially enjoyed meeting our scientists and science leaders at DOE's national laboratories and learning firsthand about their work. They are among the best and the brightest in the world, and they carry out very important scientific discovery efforts.
So, Tom, that's a very rich set of experiences. I'm curious, as you reflect back on those experiences, how have they prepared you for your current leadership role and shaped your current management style and way of thinking?
Beginning my career at a research institution, the National Bureau of Standards, I have a basic tendency to trust folks and to take a collegial approach to getting work done. Over the years, I've modified my behavior so that I can provide strong direction as appropriate and take strong actions if that direction isn't followed. But I'm still basically a trusting soul, and I think that works well at DOE. My style is to apply just enough organization, just enough discipline to get the job done. My personal style is one of motivating and cheerleading, but in a firm way. My broad technical background, I believe, is very important to me to function effectively as CIO. The field of information technology is so complex, and our organization, the Department of Energy, is so diverse, it's so large and so complex. It's important to have a firm understanding of what is being done with regard to the use of information technology and plans for its future use, and to be able to understand that, to be able to manage it well. That doesn't mean micromanaging, but it does mean being fully prepared to dig into the details if necessary.
That's a great balance. What about energy's IT strategy? We will ask Tom Pike, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.